Welcome to Head Place. I'm your host, Matt Cutler, and here, of course, is your musical guide, Eric Gerson.
Bonjour. That means hello.
Hello to you. And we are so happy to have Mr. Brian Foss with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a great, you know, opportunity to be in the present moment and, you know, trying to work on myself. And I feel like, you know, I know I'm a good person, but I don't think I get the opportunity to, you know, be a good person in person.
You are in good company, yeah. My friend. We all feel that sometimes.
Of course. I mean, I'm sorry, I was actually a little bit late because I was donating to a couple of charities before the cutoff.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah. What charities were you donating to?
You know,
all
the different ones, you know, a couple Kickstarters, just trying to make sure that, you know, like one of those political campaigns that you hear about, I kind of checked them all off, which is great.
Supporting your friends, supporting larger causes, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
Well, congrats.
Just something a good person does, and that's me.
Yeah. You know, no one doubted that you were a good person.
But. Yeah. I don't know why I led with that. I just wanted to explain why I was late. That's all. And usually I'm an on-time person, you know.
Sure.
But that's why I was tardy.
Well, it's quite all right, and it is just wonderful to hear about the good that you're doing.
Yeah. Like, I did organize this, like, birthday thing for one of my coworkers. Collected the money for it, you know, did all that. So,
where do you work?
It's like an office. There's like an elevator. It's in the city.
So today, we're gonna do a little confidence meditation. You know,
I like that.
It's not uncommon for me to feel a little bit unsure of myself.
Oh, of course not.
I think that's just a very human thing, and you can be helpful to check in and just think about all those reasons that we have to be confident.
Right.
And I think a little meditation here is going to help us move more in that direction.
That's why I started the episode off saying some French. Very underconfident in my French speaking skills, and I wanted to put it out in the world to try and really start speaking French.
You sounded great.
Well, yeah. Merci.
It's good, yeah. I studied abroad, and I had the opportunity to go to Guatemala and help kind of build latrines there, or, you know, Barcelona. And I did end up picking Barcelona, but it was a hard choice.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do here is to start off by making sure our eyes are closed, and I want you to visualize walking up a mountain path. And you'll notice that this mountain path is a little bit rocky. You have to watch your step.
Is it all right if the mountain is in France?
Perfectly all right.
Okay, good.
And you'll notice that when you take a new step, sometimes the ground will be a little bit looser. That's okay, because you're going to focus on that one step and know that that step is the only one that matters right now. The only thing that matters in the world is that step. And you can feel the rocks move a little bit beneath your feet and know that you're ready to take the next step. You've done the hard work. You've paid attention where attention is due, and you're ready to move on.
And if I could just interject, if you see litter, where I'm visualizing there's, you know, some dirt bags left, some litter on the hiking trail, and I'm just going to go ahead and pick that up because that's something I would normally do. So if you see like a Coca-Cola can or maybe like the wrapping of a Cliff Bar, grab it and pick it up. And the only thing that matters right this moment is the fact that you are going to take that back down the trail with you, and you're going to make the mountain a little bit cleaner in that moment.
Brian, I think your Doritos bag is on the floor.
No, it's not mine.
And so,
okay,
knowing that you've got that first step, you've got it. Now you can take that second step, paying full attention to that weathered mountain path. And as you put your foot down, you feel that soft dirt beneath your feet, and you know that you are on solid ground. And before you move on, you look up. And you see a little blue jay alighting onto a birch tree. And you know that this mountain's not going anywhere, and neither are you. You are both solidly here.
Something people don't realize about blue jays is that they are predatory, and they kick eggs out of nests and to take the nest back. So it's something, I mean, if I were a bird, would never do. Like, it's just, it's like a, blue jays are the Bernie Madoffs of the bird world.
Yeah.
And I just want to let people know that I would never do like a Ponzi scheme.
And no one ever thought that you would do a Ponzi scheme.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I just wouldn't even, like, I always split the cab with friends. Like, you're going to get that Venmo, and that's something that I feel passionate about.
Oh, yeah, you owe me Venmo from the cab.
Maybe it was the wrong Eric. I sent it to the wrong Eric.
That's probably what happened.
And picking up your leg deliberately, clearly, stepping forward again, you take another step up the mountain, and another, and you start to feel your muscles tire a little bit. You start to feel a little bit short of breath. You're exerting yourself. But you take a moment and you think, can I keep going on? Do I have a few more steps left in me? And your answer is yes. And you are now not looking at the ground. You're looking up at the summit of the mountain.
Where did my egg sandwich go?
That was your egg sandwich?
Yeah, where's my egg and cheese?
I just assumed it was Kraft Services for the podcast.
No, that was my... Well, you can just demo me for it. That's fine.
What was it, like a dollar, two?
$2.50.
And you're getting closer and closer to the summit now. You can see the clear blue sky start to come through the canopy of the trees. And as you pass above the tree line, you're on the summit and you're on old, solid rock. And you can feel that beneath your feet.
Speaking of solid rocks, would never buy a blood diamond. I posted about it. I ended up deleting it because it didn't get a lot of traction, but I think the movie Blood Diamond's great. Blood Diamonds, the purchase, it's disgusting, and I would never personally do that.
And on the summit, you see this clear blue sky. You see the sun shining in it. You feel that sun shining on you. And you look down at the valley below, and you know that you got here. You did this. You can do anything. And you breathe in, and you breathe out. You feel that confidence that comes with standing on solid ground and being in an open sky.
I'm sorry, I've just been scrolling through some Instagram. Brian, there's a picture of you with Bernie Madoff.
What?
There's a picture of you with Bernie Madoff.
I was a kid.
You have sideburns.
Yeah, there's...
Well, I was a precocious, pubescent child. I had sideburns first before pubic hair.
Okay, it's still like prominently on your, when you were, Instagram didn't exist when you were a kid, so you had to have posted it when you were an adult still.
Look, I was doing a journalistic piece, you know, a real kind of Slate style thing to kind of bring truth to power about Bernie. And I happened to get an opportunity to take a picture with him. And I, you know.
This says another great day at the office. Is this the office that you were talking about before?
Witch hunt? I mean, I do so much good. You know, when they got the ring and the bell outside the Salvation Army or whatever, like, I always if I have cash on me, donate. If I have coins on me, I'm not going to put a dollar on there. I'm insane. But like, and by the way, Salvation Army, if you're going to donate clothing, donate to Goodwill, donate to Housing Works. Salvation Army is kind of problematic. And I'm not saying that I don't judge them for that. Like, it's a great organization and I definitely donate to them every year.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for being here, Brian.
I think I made my case. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did it confidently.
Confidently.
Yeah, that's right. Confidence.
If my butt sweat is any sign of confidence, then it is through the roof.
Okay.
It's like swampy in here. Is it swampy?
It's actually, it's pretty dry for the studio. It's actually a dry day.
Yeah.
1 foot in front of the other, one step follows the other. Your mountain is there beneath you, and you've made it. This is Headplace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.